Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay. Hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to this week's episode. And in this one, it's going to be a little bit different because I'm going to introduce you to one of my previous clients, Precious. And she was one of the clients in my program, Brand to Profit, which I am currently working on relaunching as the successful service provider. So it's going to come back better than ever. But she was in the Brand to Profit version of it. And Precious is a data scientist, and she has a 9-to-5, and she's a mom. And when she came to me to join Brand to Profit, she was new to creating a service-based business, and she was starting it from scratch. And pretty much she knew she had a certain area of expertise that she wanted to specialize in, and she definitely knew it would be valuable to people because she was wanting to figure out a way to use her expertise as a data scientist in an actual business. But she just didn't really know how to communicate about it with people online or with potential clients to make sure she could even attract clients at a premium rate. So she was kind of at this stuck point, like knowing she had some type of expertise to sell, knowing that it was valuable to people somehow, but she just needed to kind of connect the dots on how she could position it as valuable to clients and then how to communicate about it and how to market herself to actually book those clients. So by working together in the program, she was able to turn that data scientist expertise from her, pretty much from her 9-to-5, she was able to turn that expertise into a signature offer to sell. And she pretty much turned it into like a training package to help train business owners on data that they can be analyzing in their businesses so they can get better results in what they do in business. And she also learned the online marketing strategies to be able to communicate about that service in a way to attract clients. And she ended up attracting 2 clients online on social media, her first 2 clients over that $1,000 range. So these were $1,400 clients. Both clients paid $1,400. And she was just really, really excited about it. And one of the things she's going to point out in our conversation that you'll hear in a second is that she was just excited that they did not fight her on her pricing. Because I guess with her taking it to that $1,000 rate, she was thinking that maybe there would be some opposition or some friction there with people maybe not wanting to pay that amount. But once she was able to learn how to communicate the value, she created something valuable that people wanted, they were absolutely willing to pay for it. So that's something that a lot of people have to realize. It's just not that your pricing would necessarily be quote unquote too high, but for the right people, it's definitely not too high because you can justify it. You can show them why it's valuable. You can show them how it's going to benefit them and serve them in a way that will make a real impact for them. And when people understand that, they are absolutely willing to pay you $1,000 and more for what you do. And then she also said not only did they pay her without fighting for it, one of them even came back asking how could he keep working with her or what else could he work with her on? Because in Brand to Profit, which I'm also going to teach in Successful Service Provider, but in the program, I also teach how to deliver an excellent, seamless client experience. So that's something not a lot of people talk about when it comes to attracting clients, but a lot of client attraction has to do with your client experience. And if you want people to come back for repeat business, you want them to refer colleagues, their friends, or other business owners that they know to you, the experience cannot be slipping if you want that, because a lot of your business, once you get established, can come from referrals. And at that point, you won't even have to work so hard on marketing. So for her to be able to come straight out of the gate with a new service because she learned how to create a good client experience from the start, to have somebody give her that kind of, that's like one of the best compliments is when a client wants to come back and give you more money and work with you. So for her to come straight out of the gate to get that is amazing. And she was just super excited. So without further ado, I will let you dive into our conversation. And here we are with me and Precious talking about her experience of us working together. Okay, so hi everyone. I'm here with one of my Brands of Profit clients, Precious Kingdom. Thank you for joining me today, Precious.
Yes.
Yay. So perfect. So before we dive in, first introduce yourself and what you do in your business.
Okay, my name is Precious Kingdom. I'm a data scientist and I create machine learning models and algorithms to help companies create a relationship with their customers as far as marketing and reaching the right markets, and also just giving them an overview and a consultancy through using analytics, how to use analytics for different industries, and just how to make the most out of analytics from Google Analytics to customize analytics.
Very nice. Well, good. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, what was going on with your business when you joined Brand to Profit? Like, what kind of problem were you facing, or what did you want to achieve when you were sought out to join the program?
Yes. So when I found the program, I've known since 2017 that I wanted to go into consultancy for myself. I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't quite know how to define it in a way where like other people would understand the problem that I could solve. So for a while, I was trying to, I was kind of stuck, like not being able to communicate my offer or communicate what it was that I could do for a company and how vital it actually is and how much of a change can be made with data analytics. So it was like, how do I create a product out of this knowledge that I have? I have been doing this for 10 years. I've saved other companies money. I've saved myself money. I have another e-commerce business that I apply this to. So, but it was just like, okay, I know how to do this for me. I kind of know how to explain it, but I really don't know how to explain the offer and the return of it all. So that's kind of where I was. I didn't have any clients when I first started.
Oh, I see. I see. So tell me what would it have meant, I guess, for you in business and also personally for you to be able to like get the clients you wanted and then to learn how to articulate the value of what you offer better. Like what would that have meant for your personal life and business life?
So like it was able to help me just drill down and identify what I can offer. And that made me confident in my offer and also in like, and even explaining it to somebody or even saying, hey, this is a service for you. I can say, hey, guess what? Walmart's using it, Target's using it, Amazon is using it, but I needed a way to create something that I didn't have to like redo every time I got a new client. It's like one system that I can just reapply. And then I needed something to show like, this is how this can be applied to your business. And this is what you're going to get out of it. And this is, it just made me so much confident in saying, okay, this costs $1,400. You know what I mean? That I have no, I don't feel bad about saying that anymore.
I love it. Yeah. We got to know that value. Cause I feel like the more clear we are on how, what we do helps, then the more confident you are like, of course it's worth this money. Like, what are you talking about? So perfect. So tell me, what three parts of Brand to Profit do you feel like made the biggest impact on what you're doing now in the business?
Module one was so important. That is where I just defined basically who and what the brand was about and like pulled out all of the like all the good out of the brand. I was able to pull that out, and I use between module one and module two, I use it all the time on my social media now. It's like I can just pull pieces out of those modules to put on social media, to put like on LinkedIn, I use it, you know, and then branding as far as like websites and social media goes, what to use, all of the technology, invoicing, all of that information that you put in there. I like, as soon as I read it, I didn't really have that system set up the way that you broke it down, and it's a flow to it. So it's like I would read that module. I think it was four. Yes, I think it's module four. I read module four, and literally as I'm reading it, like I'll go to doing something that I need to do, like do this on your website, do this on your Instagram, or set up this for invoicing and set up this for your meetings, and all of that was just so good. It was really good.
Yay, well, good. Well, I'm glad it was like good and like actionable, because that's what I'm big on. Because in business, it's all about like action and executing. So good. So yeah. Have you gotten any good results so far from everything yes. you've been implementing? Yeah, tell me about that.
Yes. So what I broke down in module one was like everything that I could provide, from dashboards to training to consulting to like just B2B service, right? Mm-hmm. And I put training down, but it was like, we ranked what we could provide as far as like how much I enjoy doing it, and also like the value that it would give, right? So training was low on the list, but that ended up being like my first two high ticket clients were training. I was training them on how to build dashboards, and they were eager to pay. They didn't fight me or anything. And it's because I was able to clearly lay out from beginning to end what that train and listen. So that opportunity just came out of nowhere too. This person was like, hey, can you please train me up? Like, you seem, you know, to know what you're doing. So it's like, okay, let me go to these modules and figure out how I can put together a product for this person. And I did. And it was like, this week we're going to learn this, and this week we're going to learn that. And so with all of that broken down, with all the technology set up, like there was no like hiccups in our communication as far as meetings and Zooming and like giving him extra value, because I learned that through your process. You seem to give a lot of extra value that I didn't even know would be included. So it's like, now I'm thinking like, okay, give more, like really impress, overdo it. And now he's, so set him up on a payment plan. He's done with his payment plan, but he's like, okay, so is there more that we can do? Like, can I keep paying you money to train me, is basically what he's asking me. So that's been awesome. That's been really good. And I've been speaking. I've created a product for speaking. So that's been awesome. Like, I did one speaking engagement, and then just more after that.
Yay. Well, congratulations on getting Thank those you. Clients. Yeah. And you said those were your first high ticket clients. You've gotten two first ones so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. And then what was the value of each client?
$1,400
per client. Well, yay. Congratulations. So that's really, really good to be
and
able to do.
And they still want to give me more.
Oh, I know. And then retention, client retention is huge. So when you know you've impressed somebody, that's why that experience piece in there that I have. Because a lot of times when people sell premium, they forget that you have to give a certain experience, you know, for people to want to pay you premium. So I love it. I love that you use that. So yes. Good. And then as far as the, I guess, impact goes, so how do you see this impacting you in your personal life, like moving forward? I know it's impacted the business, helping you get those two clients. So how do you see this helping you out in your personal life going forward?
I'm showing up more, and I'm confident about showing up. I know what I'm talking about. It's organized, and it's an offer. So I do feel like, I don't feel like I'm asking my client for anything. I feel like I'm offering a service, and it's valuable, and I see the value in it now because I've broken it all down. It's like, okay, this is like, yeah. And then when it's tried and I've done everything and it's true, I actually am getting clients, and it's like, okay, keep doing that and then do that better. And so that makes me like, all right, like I'm really doing this, like
yeah,
this dream's coming true.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. Just getting the momentum going. Oh, and one thing I forgot to ask. So how did they find you, the two clients so far? Did they find you online, or was it through just referrals?
Instagram.
Oh, they found through Instagram. I love it. So the online marketing works. So yeah, I love online marketing because you can stay at home and mm-hmm. don't have to worry about, you know, going to a lot of networking events, which is the traditional way. So very good that the Instagram strategy worked. So perfect. So as far as like kind of to backtrack before you joined, was there like any certain reason where you were kind of like, I'm hesitating to join? Would you say I almost didn't join because of what? Like maybe?
Let's see. I almost didn't join because I didn't clearly understand like branding as far as how deep it gets and how deep marketing gets. It's like, okay, branding, I show up with a logo, I show up with like, I know what I'm doing, isn't that enough? And it's like, no. Mm-hmm. So because I thought that, I think that's an apprehension for a lot of like new entrepreneurs. It's like, I Googled branding, I saw this, so I'm just going to do that. And I think that's it. But then it's like, okay, do I really need to learn more? What more do I need to know? Sometimes is the question. And then when you jump into these programs, it's like, oh, you need to know a lot more. So it's awesome. I'm all about business coaching as well. So yeah, mm-hmm. Finding the right business coach.
Yeah. Well, good. So one more thing, I guess, about the program. So what would you say was like your top, like favorite part of the program overall?
Module one. Just really breaking down that offer, really breaking down like, what are you going to get from working with me? Why is that important? Just breaking all that down. And then getting those processes together as far as invoicing, setting up calendars on my website, stuff like that was just, it makes the process smoother. You'll appear a lot more professional, whether this is your first time doing it or not. It appears like you have this system set up. And so that's good.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, just one last question for you. So who would you recommend Brand to Profit to? And then why would you recommend it to that type of person?
I have already recommended it to my friend. She is, she wants to get into consultancy as well. And she's been doing, she does kind of branding, but she's also into hair and cosmetology. So it's kind of branding for hairstylists and like getting from behind the seat and creating more products and ways to get out there. So she wants like more digital products. And so I've recommended the program to her. And, you know, I have a lot of national friends that are more in the digital space and want to create, you know, coaching, consulting, and digital ways to make money. So that's who I would recommend it to for sure.
Yay. Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing your info, Precious. And I'm super excited to hear that you booked those two clients so far. So I know it's only going to continue to gain momentum from here. So good. So thank you. And then a really quick, I guess, closing message. So anybody watching, if you want to find out more about Brand to Profit and to see if it's a good fit for you, then you can visit my website. It's Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A. M as in Michelle, KeishaMWhite.com, and you can click on work with me and then apply and see if the program is a good fit for you. So thanks for checking out the video.
Thank you for everything. So awesome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.